Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon, actually. 63, 64, plenty of sunshine. I mean, it really is a nice, nice day. We got some yucky stuff probably through the weekend, but not terrible. Not terrible for us. Meanwhile, people in Ukraine, gosh, could you even imagine? I can't even imagine. I really can't. And I think in many ways I'm really happy that I can't even imagine just how brutal it is and how difficult it is. And regardless of your political persuasion, whether you think this is good or that is good, I think there is something that we all agree on, everybody. And that is that we as decent people have an obligation to help people who need help. Right? I mean, it's pretty simple. No agenda. You just do it for the right reasons. A couple of weeks back, I had a really, really enjoyable afternoon. I got to spend it with some folks from the Good Feet store. Right? I've been talking about the Good Feet store. I think it's 20 years now. But I got to get a little glimpse, just a little glimpse into the charitable work that my friend Jonathan Cotton does. I really had no idea. Mainly because he's never spoken about it to me. And it is just incredible. Well, Jonathan is involved in an organization with an organization called TAPS. And they are also now trying to do things to help our friends in Ukraine. And I asked Jonathan if he would come on for a couple moments just to educate us. And maybe some of us can actually help. Jonathan, thank you so much for making time to be here.
Thank you, Jeff. As you said, a beautiful day that we thank God for, and we thank for life and health and freedom. That's
yes,
for sure.
Sir. That's exactly right. And other side of the world, we've got people who are now trying to figure out how they can feed a child or get away from a war zone. And you and TAPS apparently are involved in trying to help. So tell us how that's going.
Yes, I had the privilege yesterday, Jeff, of being up in D.C. with Bonnie Carroll, who is the founder and president of TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. Bonnie lost her husband. Her husband was a brigadier general in the Alaskan National Guard, and lost him to a plane accident. And from that tragedy, she founded TAPS, and has just, I had the opportunity to meet her about 14 years ago. And it's just one of those times where you meet an individual that changes your life. And the reason that it changed my life is because Bonnie and the folks at TAPS are changing other people's lives. They're changing the lives of the families of the military fallen who are on a grief journey. And when I was not even aware of TAPS Ukraine until everything started, and I found out that in 2015, the U.S. Department of State came to TAPS and asked if they could help in Ukraine. And so they did. And TAPS Ukraine is currently staffed by Ukrainians and fully funded by donations. It's based in Dnipro, which is by the Dnipro River there in Ukraine. And I had the opportunity yesterday of speaking via Zoom with Natalia with TAPS Ukraine. And she said these words, Jeff. She said the TAPS family is growing. Now, those words on the surface sound warm and encouraging, but they're actually embedded with meaning that is incredibly horrific. Mm-hmm. And she went on to describe how it's growing because there are more widows and orphans every day as a result of this conflict. Oh. And this is not new. Since 2014, after the initial incursion by Russia in 2014, there were 14,000 lives lost during that time. And then since this most recent one, it's just been growing by the day. And it was an incredibly moving thing to sit there and look at her and hear her speak with such courage, as we've seen in so many people as they addressed what's going on in Ukraine currently.
Wow. Jonathan Cotton is joining us, and Jonathan is he's a marvelous guy. I'm happy to call him a friend. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of his commitment to Virginia. He does so much in terms of charitable work. All right, so Jonathan, I'm not surprised that you're stepping up to help. I'm not. I would like to know, however, for those of us that are listening to you, is there a way that we can help?
Yes, and that's the thing that I believe that we can. And by the way, let me just say this real quickly, Jeff. I want so much the focus to be on TAPS and these wonderful people. I consider myself incredibly blessed to be able to do the things that I've done throughout my life. And so whatever I do is such a small little thing compared to the sacrifices that so many other people have made. And so TAPS.org/Ukraine, if you go there, you can donate and support their efforts. And I can give this validation of TAPS is that it's an incredibly well-managed, fiscally responsible charity. But as they outline some things, what we're doing at the Good Feet store, we're actually, from any time a customer comes in and gets our system of art supports, we're donating funds, but also sending socks to Ukraine. So just basic things like that, coats, other things. And we want to be working more to figure out how we can allow others in the community to provide tangible donations. But for right now, TAPS.org/Ukraine is a great place. There's also, for those that have any type of gear, that would be, if there's anybody connected to police departments or anything like that that has mm-hmm. tactical gear, helmets, anything that are no longer being used, gearforukraine.com is also another great place. And the things that they can use, sleeping bags, things like that, is that there's incredible ways to help these courageous people.
All right, so let me just be clear. Gearforukraine.com?
Yes.
Okay, so you know I've been fortunate enough to know one or two folks who are in law enforcement and the military. Let me see if we can help you out on that front. And again, the website for the TAPS effort in Ukraine.
TAPS.org/Ukraine.
TAPS.org/Ukraine.
Yes, and those funds will go to the Ukraine effort there.
All right, so here's what we'll do, of course. We'll get it up on our website. We'll get it up on all our social media and keep pushing it out. You talked about hearing some of the stories. I'm just curious to know, what did you take away from this, besides the fact that you and I are blessed beyond everything that we deserve? But other than that, Jonathan, what did you take away from these stories?
I think, Jeff, think about this. Think about how we normally define a military casualty. We normally define a military casualty as a soldier who's gone through basic training, all the other training. They get out onto a battlefield and they're equipped and everything like that. And that those losses are incredibly tragic when they occur. But think about this in the context of Ukraine. What is a military casualty? It includes that. It includes a soldier. It also may include a 70-year-old grandmother. It also may include a 12-year-old little girl. It also may include, you know, whoever it might be that are engaged in this struggle, and parents that are taking their kids to other countries and then returning to Ukraine to fight. Mm-hmm. And this person said, when people talk about the Russian army being strong, the Russian army is not strong. The Russian army is fighting with equipment and tactics that are not current. And so they were basically saying, we intend to fight. We want to win. and that's what they're about. And but it's just the incredible suffering and the needs that they have for basic things to help them in this effort, to help them in their time of need. If we have a mandate to love our neighbor, then let's just extend that out a little bit further than how we might normally think.
I love it. And again, I'm going to give the websites taps.org/Ukraine and then gearforukraine.com. Both of those are available to everybody who's listening in an effort to help out families over there. Jonathan, I really do appreciate you letting us know about this and taking a few minutes out of your day to share the story. You're a good man, and I'm not trying to make it all about you, but I do appreciate what you do, and this is just the latest effort that I've learned about. I sat in that meeting a couple of weeks ago and learned about a couple of other charitable organizations that I'm going to be reaching out to help. So thank you again. I mean, that's all I can tell you, Jonathan. I really do appreciate you letting us know.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and thank you for the heart that you've also had for so many in our community. And let's just come together and figure out that this is one way that we can get away from some of the polarization, is just to support these incredible people that are in the trenches helping out so many in the vulnerable in our communities, wherever that might be.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jonathan Cotton. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend, my friend. Jonathan is a good guy, and I like the fact that Jonathan said, it's not about me. Well, it's about him only in this sense. He's letting me know about this. Now I can let you know about it. People are motivated to do different things. I get it. Some people hear about Ukraine and go, hey, you know what? I'm not Ukrainian. I don't care. Okay, whatever. But if you are thinking, hey, I would like to help in some way, taps.org/Ukraine. That's an easy one. You make a donation. You can help out that way. Gearforukraine.com is a little different. Gearforukraine.com, they're looking for stuff. Sleeping bags, because you now have families that have lost their homes and things of that sort. So those are two great pieces of information. And again, Jonathan and his team from the Good Feet store are donating a boatload of socks. Right? If you've ever done any outreach for the homeless, which I have, I will tell you, socks are the number one thing folks who live on the street need. And right about now, you've got probably millions of people who have lost their homes and are living on the street. Some socks would be a great assistance. I'm not kidding you when I tell you that. So anyway, thanks again to my buddy Jonathan Cotton for that. Coming up at 4:35, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski from Certified Auto Repair, has a huge announcement for Central Virginia. And you do not want to miss it. That'll happen at 4:35. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.